Okay, we're picking up with the Mishnah, the very last word of Chav Dalet Amud Beis, with the words of HaOmer. So it says, HaOmer, turning on to the next Amud of Chav Hey Amud Aleph, HaOmer Yivarechecha Toivim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you say that a good people should bless you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Harizehem Minus. This is a form of Apikorsis. Why? Rashi says, She'ena Kol Rasharim B'Shivcha Shemakum. You're not praising Hashem for also creating the Rishayim, and that's part of Chachachem. The Lamed Rashi says, Mechelbana. Mechelbana smells very bad, and we put it in the Ketores, because even the Rishayim, Akash Baruch Hu obviously has a purpose for creation for everything in this world, and the Rishayim are also for us to have the Chozer B'Tshuva, whatever they may be, but we praise Akash Baruch Hu for every single thing that He created. He didn't create one thing, Levatala, and even the Rishayim, at a certain level, are something that we have to work with and figure out. Maybe they're Nishonos for us, but they are a praise for Akash Baruch Hu that He gave us, and also a similar concept. There's the on the lulav, also the dalad minim of the lulav. We have also the aravos that don't have a good taste, don't have a good smell, representing the yidden who don't necessarily do mitzvos. They don't have mitzvos. They don't have anything. So that also we bound them together with all four of the things that. All types of Jews have to come together. So that is a form of Bikorsos, because we praise Hashem for everything that He creates. Al kan sipor yagur chamecha. And if you say that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you have mercy on a bird's nest, because the commandment, right, that a person has to do shiluach hakan, to send the mother bird away before taking the bird, the young birds from the nest. So that is a rachmanas that Kadosh Baruch Hu has. So that's a great praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Al tov yizacher shemecha. Or you say your goodness should be remembered. That we thank you for your good things, modim, modim, or if you say modim, modim, all the three of these phrases, mishtakin, so that all three of them, we quiet you. The Gemara is going to analyze them. The last two we understand, modim, modim, the Gemara is going to say, is pashut, because again, that's something that you sounds like you're making shterishios, and also only for the good things, not the bad things. But the Gemara is going to ask about why is it a problem to say that you have mercy on the kantzipor, you're giving a nice shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now the Mishnah continues, Amechane Baraya. So someone gives understandings, he tries to give a type of euphemism for interpretations of different arayos in the Torah. Like, for example, Rashi says that instead of saying, Rashi says, it doesn't mean that he's actually being megal of the nakedness that the pshut or shemikra, rather means that someone who is saying something not nice about his parents in public, that's the ervas avicha v'ercha simecha. If he's saying that that's the pshut or shemikra, that's what the pasuk is telling you, that is not something we, so we silence him, because that's not what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is saying, person literally who is exposing the nakedness of his parents, that is by having relations either with his stepmother or things like that, that is going to be that the psukim are talking about. And someone says, you should not give your children over to the molech. Molech is the avodah zarah, where parents would take the child to the molech, the komar, who is the molech, and he would put two bonfires there. Shiloh, if he actually kills the son or not kills the son, or just burns him, either way, it's a very terrible avodah zarah, because brachet avodah zarah, that's actually the gei ben hinnom, is where they used to do. We know where the valley of ben hinnom, that's where we end up calling Gehenim. Was praised after that. That is in Yerushalayim. We know where it is outside the old city. We know where the valley of Gei Ben Hinnom is. That's where they did this molech avodah zarah. Lo siten la'bra le'mariusa. If you understand it to mean, don't give your seed. Don't have zera with a person who's non-Jewish to have a child who's going to be worshiping avodah zarah. Says the Mishnah Mishtakenos of Benizifa. We silence him and we condemn him because he again is distorting the meaning of what the psukim are supposed to be telling you. Person has it does mizarach hamolech, and that punishment of karis, that is an iser. But having relations with a non-Jew is not an iser karis. Don't make things up also lechumra either that don't exist in the Torah. So that is what the Mishnah is telling us. Now the Gemara explains bishlam amodimon. Now the first part of the Mishnah, which explained that we say we were silent someone who says modim modim twice. So mechzek ishtiras. I understand why one would silence someone for saying that, because it gives implication that there is two chas v'shalom, there's two gods, right? Shtirishios, because you're saying modim modim, like I'm modim to you, God A, and God B, chas v'shalom, to say such things. And where it says v'al tov yizachar shemecha, nami, also with regards to demashmal al tov in v'al ralo. So and also with regards to I praise Hashem for all the good you do. So I emphasize only on the good you do. So it sounds like only the good I do, but not on the bad things that I do. So utznan chayav adam levarach alarach shem shlevarach al tova. Everything is perceived. Everything Hakadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. Kol da'avad rechman al tova. Everything Hashem does is good. It's just perceived by us. It is bad. And that you have to levarach al tova shkisher shlevarach alarach. That everything Hakadosh Baruch Hu is for the good. Al kan ya kisipar yagur rachamecha mai taima. So however, what's the reason What is the problem with the saying that a person should extend his mercy on this mitzvah of the bird's nest? That's a very nice praise of Kosh Baruch Hu. Why would we silence him? What has he done wrong by saying this over? So the Gemara explains, Pligi ba treinam rabbi marava. There's two marim in Eretz Yisrael, machlokas about this. Rabbi Yossi baravin, Rabbi Yossi barzivda, chadamar, nishim mata, kinam aisa brachis. One explains, because you're going to be having literally jealousy in the works of creation, you're implying that a Kosh Baruch Hu has more achmanas on birds than he does on other animals, which is not true. You're saying Hashem likes, favors animals other than other animals. Hashem loves all the animals that he created. So that's not right to do that. Or another explanation, you're making the mitzvahs that they're so lovely and they're all mercy, and we don't understand all of them. They're really xeros, and therefore that a person has the mitzvahs because we submit ourselves to Kosh Baruch Hu, no matter what the mitzvahs are, and not necessarily because we like them. We find them that they're extra rachmanos. That's why I like that mitzvah. That makes sense to me. Who are you? Kosh Baruch Hu is an infinite wisdom. He gives us all the mitzvahs, and they're all of equal yoke that we have to accept upon ourselves, all of them, and therefore this praise is not considered something which is appropriate. Does ask Akasha that in the Kor Rabbi Elazar HaKalir has a tefillah. He actually says a tefillah that implied that he would use a similar problem over here. That in the Lakzeros, Rabbi Elazar HaKalir said they would say Osav Esbeno Losi Shchatu Mechad and Ratz Lomar Shagosh Baruch Hu Chas Osav Esbeno, that he had a rachmanas on Osav Esbeno, specifically that mitzvah, which again, That's a problem, because these are only elixiros. Now the Gemara says, "Ahud nachas kamei de Rabba." Someone came before Rabba. Amar ata chasat katzi bartachus rachamelina. You had mercy on the. You have mercy on the birds. Have mercy on us. Or in the parentheses here, ata chasat osav esmeno tachus rachamelina. Again, so Amar Rabba kamei yadam redin lirtzir mare. So Rabba said, "Oh, how well does this chacham know how to make up nice praises in favor of Akash Baruch Hu?" Abai said to him, "Abai, v'mishtakin also. What do you mean? We learned in the Mishnah that we silence him. What are you saying, Rabbi? Why are you praising him?" And Rabbi knew this. Rabbi lechadid Abai Devai. Rabbi was the Rebbe Abai. He was his nephew, so he raised him. So he was asking him. He was sharpening him. He was testing him to see if he really knew the right answer to respond to him. He said, because a lot of times when a gadol says something, "Oh yeah, like so he asks you a question, you always think that he's right." So no, Abai was listening. He said, "What do you mean? We say in the Mishnah differently." So Rabbi was happy with that. That this was something that he was testing him with, and he was not seeing that. Again, we're not supposed to quote these are xeros. These are not things that we praise him. Again, that was Tosas Kasha, specifically also wants to know, and even have the gears of Kol Shekin, that this is something that the Mishnah does not approve of, and in Elazar, Rabbi Elazar Kalir's Piyot, Tosas was bothered by that, why he mentions that. Now the record, Hodun Achad Kamei Rabbi Chanina. Someone came before Rabbi Chanina, Amar Hakel Agadal Giver Vanora Adir Vechazak Vehaamitz. And he said all these different praises at the great, mighty, awesome. And he continued, that's how we say, we continue the Venora, Adir, Chazak, and Amitz. We don't have that one. That he's Adir, he's strong, he's powerful, all these different Lashonos of praising Kosh Baruch Hu, adding to the ones that we say in our Shmona Esrei. Amar Lei. So after the guy finished, Rabbi Chanina said to him, "Say minu l'shafchei demari." He's saying sarcastically, "Did you finish? Did you finish concluding all of your tefillos?" Hashtehan etlasek, because we only say the three that were given to us in Shmona Esrei based on Chazal who had Ruach Hakodesh, who were using Psukim and Neviim. Had it not been for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Torah and Anshei Knesset Gedolah had Neviim, and who had all these people who had told us that this is a Masorah, we're allowed to say these praises to Kosh Baruch Hu. We're not allowed to say even those three phrases. And what's the mashal? And you're saying all of these, you extended them. I'll give you a mashal. This is like a parable. If I had billions and billions of dollars, and you come along and say, "I'm a Kalsan of Elef Derm," you say, and "Look at my dollar bill. Wow, that's a nice dollar bill. You're such a wealthy guy." I'm like, what are you talking about? I have billions of dollars. You're telling me I have this $1? Logan Ayilo, that's like embarrassing. You're complimenting this $1? What a shtach to me. So when it comes to Kosh Baruch Hu, that you're praising Hashem, we don't even know how to praise Hashem, and we don't even know what to say to praise Hashem. So we're only allowed to tell us what we're only allowed to say what Chazal tell us. So we're not allowed to say anything further what the Psukim tell us. And you're out here and saying Adir, Azir. We don't have those Psukim. We don't have those things that Chazal never told us to say them, and therefore you should not be praising Kosh Baruch Hu in that manner. Inappropriate. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kol B'Yad Shemayim Chutz Mi'Yirat Shemayim. Pretty famous statement that everything is in the hands of Hashem except for fearing Hashem. And Rashi points out that Osa Masur B'Yidei Adam Shiei Atma Mechin Libo L'Kach, that a person should work extra hard on Yirat Shemayim, because that's the thing that is given that's given to him that his opportunity more than anything else. And Rashi points out that a person could Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu could control that. Obviously, it's Kol Yachal, but even in quotes of, that we say, Ki Yenei Kachomer Be'yada Yotzer, that Kim Yenei Yisrael, that in Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says that we as famous people are familiar with this a little more because we say this on Leil Yom Kippur, as one of the piyutim that we say, Ki Yenei Kachomer Be'yada Yotzer. So this is, that comes from Yirmiyahu. That the clay in the potter's hand, so too in the hands of Kol Yisrael. And also, and it says in Yechezkel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to remove Leva Evan, I'm going to remove your stone heart, and then you're going to worship me. Even that is from Hashem, but still, he tells us that we can work very hard on Yira Shemayim. And Tosfos points out that that this is also in reference to the fact that whether you're tall, you're big, you're smarter, you're not as intelligent, those things are given to you when you're born. You don't have the control over that. But Yirat Shemayim is something every single person controls. As the Pasuk says, Shnemar, Viata, Yisrael, Mashem, Lakecha, Shomecha. What does Hashem ask from you? Rather, Kim Yira to fear Hashem. So we see that that's what he wants from you, because that's what something which is in everybody's full 100% control to fear Hashem. So Gemara says, wait a second, though. It also says, what is Hashem asking you? Says the Gemara, Michalti, Yir Mil Sezutri, the Pasuk seems to imply that. All I'm asking you is this one little thing. All I'm asking is this one little thing. To fear Hashem is one little thing. So Gemara says, yes, you're right. In Legabe Moshe Rabbeinu Mil Sezutri, by Moshe Rabbeinu, this is a small thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was had the most Yir Shemayim in the world. Mashal Adam Shemakshim in a Kli Gadol V'yesh. So if you ask, I have a very a huge dish, and I have that dish, and I have it in my house, so I'll go bring it to you, not a big deal. Domal of Kikatan, it seems like a small thing, like a big chompan. I have that chompan, I'll just give it to you, not a big deal. Katavelo, however, if you ask for even like a tiny chompan, I don't have any chompan, so then I think, wow, what a big chompan. Domal of Kikatan, it appears like a huge thing. So Moshe, Rabbeinu Yerushalayim, he's saying, just fear Hashem, like it's so simple, I do it, like you guys can do it too. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu's humility was saying, but it looked like it was something small, but it really is obviously extremely hard to have true Yerushalayim. And the Gemara continues on Rabbi Zira, Omer Shema Shema. Omer modim modim dami. The person who says Shema twice also, it's like modim, and therefore you should silence him. And that is a form of something which is like you're making shtei rishios. Gemara says Meisivei. We have a kashla. Someone who says Shema and repeats it, areze maguna. It is not good. It's considered disrespectful. It's bad. It's ugly. It's bad. Maguna hu delo avishduke l'mashakinay. It's bad. It's not good. It's not a good thing. However, we don't silence you for that. So why does Rabbi Zera tell you that that modim modim is on the same level as Shema Yisrael, repeating Shema Yisrael? So the verse says lokashya adamar milsa milsa v'tanilay. If when is it actually just it's bad? We don't necessarily stop you and we silence you, that's when you're just repeating words. You just say Shema, Shema, Yisrael. So it just sounds like a person's acting like acting foolishly. So then we know that you're just nothing to what you're saying. However, Omer, Ha'amar Psuka Psuka V'Tanilei, if a person says an entire Pasuk and then repeats an entire Pasuk, that's more problematic since it looks like you're saying Shema Yisrael two different times and Mekabel Mokhl Shemaim two different times. That's how Rashi understands it. The Migma Chokas Tosos understand a little differently, that even repeating the words is actually problematic and how they get it in, they fit it in. That's a whole different Sugya. But Batsim, we're Machmer for this. A person's not supposed to repeat Shema. Why are you assuming that he's making shtei rishus? Maybe a person first isn't concentrating and then he's concentrating. Why is he silenced now? Chavrusa kal b'shemaya, a person has a friend in Shemayim, ilo mechavin ayte, if we don't concentrate when you're saying Shemayim, you're mechavel al mechut Shemayim. You're not mechavin, mechinalei beparzat be'arpazasa tenafchad mechavin ayte. I'm going to hit him with a blacksmith's hammer until he's able to concentrate. So we see that's not something you should be doing, is not having concentration. But what talk of a person doesn't have kavanah, though, that's one of the iterim, that a person is allowed to go back and repeat the Shema. It's a mitzvah dereisa, and mitzvah sirchas kavanah. So you have to be yotze mitzvah Shema, what are you supposed to do? So that's if Yitaka didn't have any kavanah, whatever, something happened, or you started coughing, sneezing in the middle, and you really got thrown off, so then there are heterim for a person to repeat the first pasuk, even the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, even though you said the whole pasuk, that's a shaila. If you're in the middle, that would get into the machlokes rishonim, but if you're in the middle, right, you realize that no kavanah, so it's better to stop there, or better to finish the pasuk, that's going to be in the machlokes rishonim, if they'll double check in Shulchan Aruch, how do we paskin with that? Now the Gemara says, "Amechane ba'arayos mishtakin." So someone, again, is interpreting in the form of a euphemism, and lightly, the differences between the Arayos, we silence him. Tanar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Kalon Avi v'Kalon Ima. This is a disgrace of his parents. This is his own disgrace that he's explaining them like this. Ha'omer Mizarachal Lozitan Lahavir Lamolach. Tanar of Yishmael, we learn the name of Yishmael. B'Yisrael Abalakut Yomino Ben Lavor Zara Kasim Mizrava. That this is a reference to someone who is a Jew, who has relations with a non-Jew, and bears a son for them, that's what's going to be over the melech. It's going to make this non-Jew is going to eventually serve Avodah Zarah. Okay. Now the next mission tells us, Ma'aseh Reuven Nikrav Lo Misargan, as we mentioned earlier, that they used to do the Targum, they used to give Targum Unkelos, because not everybody understood Hebrew as they do nowadays, so the equivalent to that, they made a Takana, that we'd be reading it in English, so they had the Targum, was the Aramaic was the language everyone spoke, and they would translate the words in the Torah, so people would understand it. So certain things we're not necessarily going to translate, because we don't want the people who, we see over here, it's all the people understand, they understand it, we read it with the Psukim, but those who don't understand it, and are very simple, they're not going to understand properly the whole story, and this unfortunately is a corruption of Tanakh that we have nowadays, is that people take Pshuto Shemikra ignoring what Chazal tell us, and that is, again, there's obviously a cause of Pshuto Shemikra, but you have to look at the Torah, specifically also Nach and Nevi'im Ksuvim, in the lens of Chazal. When you don't do that in the lens of Chazal, it's very dangerous where a person could lead to in understanding the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So anyway, Ma'isa Reuven Nikra V'lo Misargim, that the Ma'isa of Reuven is read, and it's not translated in the Unkelos. We don't want the commoners, we don't necessarily know how to understand or relate to it, so we're not going to translate for them, because they're not going to understand it properly and get the right explanation. Maisa Tamar Nikra Umetargim, however, the Maisa with Tamar and Yehuda, that is read and translated. Maisa Egel Arisha Nikra Umetargim, the reading, the Egel Azav, is about to be read and translated. Vashini Nikra Umetargim, what's the second? So Rashi points out that the beginning of Vashicha Be'ech, that whole port part is the first part, and then after that's when Aaron comes and it explains what happened, that you don't translate, because the Amei Aretz, Rashi says, are going to make a mistake and understand and think that the Egel Zav actually came out, that Vashicha, and then this being came out on its own. That's not something which we want them to misunderstand. That's the Sheni. Then we have Birkas Kohanim is also not, B'mais David Amnon, Nikram Lamtargan, you can read them, but you don't translate them. In Maftar Merkava, we don't have the Aftar on the Merkava, Rabbi Yudamatir, we actually pass them like Rabbi, and that actually the Minna. We lay that on the first day of Shuas, at the Minna Gadayom, Ma'is Merkava. And Rambam Amar Ein Maftirin BeHoyda Yisraelim. We do not lane as the Haftorah. We don't read the Haftorah of Hoda Yisraelim, which is in Nechazkel, because it speaks very negatively about Klai Yisrael and specifically about Yerushalayim, and it mentions abominations in there. Specifically, Rambam Lezer had a chumrah that they shouldn't be leading that as the Haftorah. Tanur Rabbanan, we learn a Raisa. Yesh Nikrin and Misargim. There are things which are read and translated. Yesh Nikrin and Misargim. There are things which are read and not translated. Yesh Lo Nikrin and Misargim. There are things that are neither read nor translated. We don't read them at all. These are Haftorahs, different Haftorahs we're going to mention. Ve'elo Nikrin and Misargim. These are things which are read and translated. And the mnemonic to remember this is Balat Akan Nishba Siman. Mnemonic to remember this is Balat is Bracious, Lamed is Lot. And Akan is with an ayin is going to be the hemshech of Amnon. Those are different things we're going to get to. So what is this Balat Avka Nishka? So Ma'aseh Bereishis is the first one. Nikra Umetargim. We do read the creation. The Gemara asks now this. Pshita. Gemara interjects. What do you mean? It's so obvious. Why would you not read the creation of the world? That's something we should be reading and we should be translating as well. Ma'ad the same because I would have thought Ata L'Shaluyeh Mala 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 Mata. People start asking what's above, what's below. As Rashi points out, Rashi in Chagiga here, actually not in Likuti, Rashi points out what's the top of the Chayos and what's below them. Those are very deep in Yonah, which the commoners aren't supposed to be getting into. Now turning on to Chafem and Beis, Umalef Neim and Umale Achar, what was before and what will be after. That what was before the creation of the world, what's after the world is destroyed. Those are the Gemara in Chagiga says those are questions that a person should not be asking, you should not be analyzing. It could drive a person crazy when you think too much about those type of questions. Kamash one, so I would have thought that maybe when you're leading the Maaseh Bereishis, you would have started asking what's before. We do not need to worry; someone will come to ask those questions. That's fine. We're not concerned about that. Maaseh Lot Ushtei Vanav. That's the second one. Lot Ushtei Vanav Nikra Misargim. You do read it and translate it. The Gemara says Pshita. Why would I have thought that we don't translate the Maaseh of Lot? The Gemara says because Ma'ad Seima Nichosh Lekvodo Avram. I would have thought that this is Shtach Avram Avinu. His nephew had done this terrible. He had not just adultery, but he had a relation with his own children, his own daughters. This terrible thing. Kamash one, so the Bereishis teaches us that that's why Rashi actually said Avraham Avinu moved even further away because of the Maisa of Lachard Ramayla. He moved away. He didn't want him anywhere near him because it was embarrassing for him what Lord had done with his daughters. So, and Echadami, we do read it. Not our problem. Maisa Tamar Yehuda Nikra Misargim. We do read the Maisa of Tamar Yehuda. We read it and translate it. Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious. Why does the Baris have to teach us this? Ma'ad Zeim Alichos Shechvod Yehuda. I would have thought that, again, the honor of Yehuda and it would embarrass him in public. No, Kamash Plan Shivchu Yehuda Ode. Not only that, it's a good thing. He didn't have Vera. Ain't Tzadik Baris Shelo Yechta, a person, everyone doesn't have Vera, but not only that, he was molded to it. Ado Yaducha Achechar, the Yaakov Avinu praises him, gives him such bracha and showers him with praise because of the fact that he was moda and he had done tshuva and he confessed his sins. Ma'isa Egal Arisha Nikra Misargim. The first part is read and translated. Gemara says Pshita. Why would I have thought they would not translate it? Ma'ad Zeim Alichos Shechvod Shal Yisrael. I would have thought that it's embarrassing for Kol Yisrael. Kamash Milan Kolshe Kein Denichalu. It's good for us to be embarrassed in this point. Have like kapara because this will be a kapara for us. And therefore, we read about it in order to inspire us to do tshuva, and it has a purpose, and therefore, even though it's embarrassing for Klal Yisrael, and embarrassing for us that we had done this, we were all part of Klal Yisrael, we were part of what had gone on then, we still are, we still read it and translate it. It's interesting though. Why the Maisot Bilalas, which we don't translate it for Reuven. So then again, there, why don't we just say that that point we're going to get to Maisot Bilalas, that we avoid translating. So why isn't that also a kapara for Reuven? I'm not sure either way. So Gemara says, "Klavas the Kars we're talking about the curse and brachas." We do read and translate. The Gemara says again, "Pshita ma'adasei manichosh dilma paiget aitayde tzibura," that they're going to be so disheartened. They're going to think, "Oh, we're about to be punished. This is definitely going to happen to us." And they're gonna, and then Kamash Bani gonna be depressed about it. So therefore, we still read it, even though we're not afraid of that. Meaning, at the end of the day, we're not gonna be afraid that would happen. Azaras v'onchin nikkarim etagam, the warnings and the punishment of the Torah, we read and translate them again. The Gemara says, "Pshita, why is the Rishon have to teach us this?" Madu seim nichosh dilma asa lemevin miira. People are going to only serve Hashem out of fear, which is a person supposed to do out of love, is a higher level than just out of fear, not just do it, and also fear of onesh. That doing tshuva me'ava, let's say, the higher level over the Hashem me'ava is a higher level. Again, it's ava mitoch yira. Also, a person is supposed to have the basic fear of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but then you love him so much that you want to do is what he's going to do. Also, like you have a fear type of fear, like you have certain gedola. A person walks into Chaim Kanetsky's room, there's a pachad. They're not afraid he's going to kill me and hurt me. It's just an awe of his of yirasa lahavdil yirasa aromimus, of how great he is and how great of a person he is. That's the pachad when you walk into a gadol's room. That type of pachad lahavdil is how we're supposed to be fearing Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but and then love him also. You love Hashem on that purpose. So Kamash Bond, the Rishon teaches us that don't be concerned about that. And we will be doing mitzvahs me'ava yira. You'll get to yira as well. Ma'isa Amnon and Tamar Nikra Matagam. We read the Ma'isa of Amnon and Tamar, and it's translated. Ma'isa Avshalom Nikra Matagam. The Ma'isa of Avshalom is also read, and also that was the story of Avshalom who had relations with the Pilagesh of his father. That also we read and we translate it. Pshita, the Gemara says, that's obvious. Why do I have to teach us this Chiddush? Ma'arzim Alichosh Liakrei De David. I would have thought that we should be concerned about the honor of David, that these two things that happened from his children is very embarrassing. Kamash Blah, and therefore that's not a problem. Maisa Pilagesh Begiva Nikra Matagam. The Maisa with Pilagesh Begiva, a terrible incident with Shevet Binyamin, that they took this Pilegash, they all raped her, and then no one cared about it, and they kept raping her, and then she died from that whole Maisa. So Klaisel was mortified by this, and they made a whole war. They were going to end up destroying all of Shevet Binyamin because of what they had done. So that is read and translated. Pshita, Madasim Alichosh, Shevet Binyamin. I would have thought that it's embarrassing for the Shevet Binyamin, Kamash Blan, that we do not need to be concerned about that. So now the Gemara continues, Hodas, Yerushalayim, Toves, and Nikra Matarga. We do read the Psukim in Yecheskel that speak about the abominations of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that's also possible. The Gemara says, no, we see in our Mishnah, Desanya, Maisa Badam Echad. The Brisa goes further. So he was reading as a Haftorah for the week. He read this Haftorah of Hodas Yerushalayim Estaveh, make known the abominations of Yerushalayim, which again is a very big, it's talking very negatively about Yerushalayim. Amar Lo, and he said to him, Ad Shata Bodek Betovas Yerushalayim, you're speaking about the abomination of Yerushalayim, go look at your own abominations, which is your mother, Badak Umatsa at Shemetz Pasul, and they found that there was some sort of blemish on him. Zeres, whatever it may have been, doesn't explain what it was, and that was something that he was telling him not to do. What was his Maisa, though? At the end of the day, Paskin that we do read it. So why was Rabbi Lazar allowed to say this? Where did he know this from? Because no, it was not right. And Rabbi Lazar, it was a Hagiel Ra, and that's how he Paskin. So in his town, they had the right, then they had the minhag to follow his psukim. And so this guy was out of his, going out of his way and not doing like his psuk. So he got very annoyed at him, and he also realized, Beruach Kotcha, that this person had his own psuk. The Mar Gadinas Ve'ela Nikrit Ve'lo Matar, these portions are read and not translated. And the simon is Radvan is the simon. Maaser Ruvein Nikra Lo Matargim. We read Maaser Ruvein, we don't translate it. Maaser Rabbi Chanina ben Galil Shalach LeKabul. One time he went to Kabul. Vayal Kore Chazan Gaz Ve'Yibishkon Yisrael. And he read this pasuk of Yibishkon Yisrael, which had the pasukim of Yibishkon Yisrael Baharat Sayi Ve'Yilech Ruvein Ve'Yishkav Espila Ve'Lega Shavi Ve'Yishma Yisrael Ve'Yinu Merugav Hashem Asar. So he was reading that pasuk. Ve'Yamar Tumgan. He said to the translator, Al Tizkargim El Acharon. He only said translate the last part of the pasuk, which is translate Bnei Yisrael that you should start. Vayibishkon Yisrael. So translate Yisrael went. Ignore the behol baratzi in the translation and say that there were the children of Yaakov were 12. And Vishibchukhan and the Chachamim were actually happy with him that he didn't mention Maisa Reuben again because people misunderstand it. Not necessarily the embarrassment of Reuben also, but also the fact that people misinterpret what exactly is supposed to be said over here. Maisa Egel Hashini Nikav Lamisargim. What is a Maisa Maisa Egel? Rashi explained already. I mean, Vayomer Moshe and Vayar Moshe, that those two part of the psukim which discuss Aaron's report of what had happened. That is the Egel Sheni. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Malazar Omer Lolem Yadam Zer B'Tshuva. The person has to be very careful. Shemitel B'Tshuva Sheshivu Aaron the Moshe. What Aaron said about Moshe, Pakram Aaron, the people who are over the Vazara. They have what to say. They can act brazenly. That this came out, and so it sounded like a kilu. This avodah zarah had a koach to itself. Chas v'shalom to say such a thing. It didn't have any koach. It was nothing. And Aaron's response was not careful to meduyak to explain that obviously there was nothing to the egel at all. Because Kohen Nikrav Lam Sargamin. Because Kohen is right and not translated. My time, what's the reason? Meshum Tzav Yisa is written as Yisa. Hashem should turn his countenance to you. And we see that Hashem is going to show favoritism, Kal Yisrael. And that is something which necessarily going to make Krina, whatever it might going to be, that is something which we don't want to focus on. The Gemara says, Maisa David and Amnon, Lonikrav Lam Sargamin. The Maisa of David and Amnon is not right and not translated. The Gemara says, we do read it, that the Maisa of Amnon and Tamar is read and translated. That was what we said before. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, Hadachsev Amnon ben David. When it says Amnon ben David, Hadachsev Amnon stama. When it says, the translation, when it says Amnon ben David, that you don't translate, because it's a shtach to David, explain explicitly ben David, it's like, as implicit, like, his father didn't do this. No, don't mention Aaron, Amnon ben David, but if it just translated as Amnon stam, that's going to be okay. Tanur, we learn, Rabbisa, Kola Mikros, Aksuvim, Matora, Lignai. Anything that's written in the Torah that's going to have a negative connotation, Koran Sol Shevach, we read it in a more appropriate way. This is Halacha LeMoshe Sinai, that the pasuk is written one way, and it's a more whatever we're going to see. It's more implicit and it's more inappropriate sometimes. So then we'll read it in a less severe way, less extreme way. Kegon, like the pasuk says, Yishkalena and Yishkavena. In the Torah it says, a person is going to marry, is going to not marry, is going to do erisin and not be able to really marry her, and someone else is going to have yishkalena, is a lashon of more intimate relations than just yishkavena. Yishkavena is just they're lying down together. It's more appropriate to say like that. Be'apulim is betachorim. The lashon of be'apulim is betachorim. Both words are less explicit than, again, coming from one's behind. It's less explicit. Charyonim is divyonim. Charyonim divyonim. Says the two words of Dov and Yonim, they form a compound. In this manner, we avoid explicitly that Israel ate number two. It's not appropriate to say that way, and that's something which we avoid. To eat their choraim and to drink their mimei shineim. That's what we read it as. Lechol etzoasem lishos mei raglayim. Again, this is a more appropriate way to explain it. Things, again, explicitly to where comes things are coming out of a person's behind. It's less explicit to mention it with Mimerik Leim is to explain it like that. It's Shinaim, which is urine. So Lemochar Os is Lemotza Os. We'll translate it, we'll read it as Lemochar Os to Lemotza Os. Again, referring to persons behind. Again, more delicately, not as chamor, explicit explanation as someone's things that come out of a person's behind. Rabbi Yishuv and Karach Omer, Lemacharos Kishman. No, that says it's written, Bimnei Shuk Naila, what is Kacham? Because it's actually going to be embarrassment for idol worship. That was a reference of idol worship. Now the Gemara just points out in a similar halakha, number of Nachman, Kolitinusa, Asr, Asira bar mitzvah devaras kachavim. Every type of leitzan mockery, just being a silly guy and not taking anything seriously, that type of leitzanus and mockery of just no things, never being serious, is usher. Except for leitzanus about avodah zarah, dechiv kara bal koreis navo, as the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, and it means that a person is literally kara, is like bending down. Kara's navo is splashing out, and so this is a ridicule upon the avodah zarah, and therefore it's talking about the way that their movements of their body movements in terms of going to the bathroom, it like splashes out. That's making fun of avodah zarah. We see a pasuk already making fun of avodah zarah. Dechiv karsu karu yachta v'lech lum alayt masa. And the pasuk says also they splash, they squat together. They don't deliver their burdens, and this is again referring to a person's discharge. This is how we speak about avodah zarah. Rabbi Yana Amar Mahacha like Gilos Beisavan Yaguru Yeshachan Shomron. The Kaz of Yisavan and Shomron will be afraid. Ki Achal Alav Imo Chamorav Alav Yagilu. The people are going to mourn over it, and the Chamorav is the non-Jewish over the avodah zarah. The priests of the avodah zarah are going to rejoice over it. Kvodo Ki Galav Imenu, and they came out from it. Al Tikre Kvodo Ela Kvedo. Don't say kvodo ala kvedo, which is written kvedo as its burden, and we see kvedo, the priest would rejoice over there its burden, the number two that comes out of them, of the avodah zarah, again making fun of the avodah zarah. Number vacha menach mishmid vacha bei devavika sharelei levar yisrael mimar lei loovde kachavim. Person is permitted to say to a non-Jewish over the avodah zarah, shakle avodah kachav venicha b'shin tav shalav. Take this idol and put it in the shin tav. Shin tav is it was the lesson of shes, so which means that it's the lesson of his behind. So go take it from behind and make making fun of it. Amar Ravashi, high mind the son of Shamuna. Someone whose reputation is son of Shamuna, he's a horrible reputation. As Rashi explains that it's known to us, not just that we think it is. It's really known to us. If it's just a rumor, then it's us to do this. That's the Chavetz Chaim actually is very clear about that. In Sefer Chavetz Chaim about Lashon Hara, that you have to know for sure that this is true. Like let's say based in the whole Shaila. Now I'm not going to get into that. The politics, but the Etzem. If you know it's true, based in Paskind it, then that's something we can rely on. It's a reputable based in, and we assume what they said is correct. And if people came out and that's something like that, then we could say the following about this person. Shari Laila Buze Begimal Shin. You can embarrass him with the Lashon Gimel Shin. Rashi first quotes from the Chuvah Sagonim, the Gimel Shin bin Bar Gerusa, that he's the son of an adulteress. He's like a Benzoina, basically. And also a Shin is a Shmei Saria. He has a bad name, and it's permitted to embarrass him and his mother also. Rashi says in the name of the Zerbeim, another explanation that means Gufe and Shita. Shita is he's a Gufe, he's an adulterer, and also he's incompetent. He doesn't know anything. He's so dumb. Haiman the Shapir Shumane Sharda Shabhuche. Turning to someone who has a good reputation, it's permitted. I'll be also encouraged to praise him. Uman de shabcha yanuchel brachas al rosha. Someone who does praise him and should have brachas on brachas al shemayim. Imagine alach akored. Omer alach akored. Imagine alach akored. I guess we'll start the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us this is the next parak. Now the fourth parak is discussing the concept of malam mikodesh vein moridin, that a person has a certain level of kedusha. You can't lower that status. So see, here we have bnei ha'ir shemachu rechovah shel ir. If you have the people of the town and they had the town square, the rechovah shel ir, which is assumed that they used to daven there, and that the town square has a level of kedusha because it's a place that they would daven in the Tanasibwa. There's a whole Shela, the Kota Plaza is a place that Mizan Hazem might have that, because when there's an overflow of Shana Rabba and Slichos and times like that, people do daven. That's considered like a Rechovah Shalir. It might have a certain Kedusha to it. That's a whole Shela. I remember Lewitz had a whole halachic discussion about whether one is allowed to cross through the Kota Plaza as you're not allowed to do a Kapandria. You're not allowed to do a shortcut from Beis Hashem. So you're not allowed to do Kapandria in Shul. So can you walk through the Kota Plaza? The whole Shela. So Lokem Bitman, Beisak Nasa, with that money, with the Rechovah Shalir that they had, and with sometimes daven, you should buy a shul with it. If you're selling a shul, lochin teva, then you should buy an aron kodesh. The teva and aron kodesh, lochin matpachos, you can purchase the wrappings, the things that you'll wrap around, Torah mantle and things like that. Matpachos, the wrappings. Turning out the next amana, yichus farim, you should buy sfarim with it. Sfarim, lochin Torah, and sfarim you buy Torah. Aval, you can't go in backwards order. Mechor Torah, loichus farim, you can't go backwards because a sefer Torah is more kadosh than neviim and ksuvim. Sfarim, of a ksuvim loichum matbachos, you shouldn't buy the things for the sefer Torah matbachos, and with the wrappings of Torah loichu teva, you shouldn't buy an aron teva loichu basic neses, and with an aron kodesh, you shouldn't buy a shul basic neses. Lo yikul menarim v'chein matrayim, and also with the leftovers, the Gemara is going to get into analyzing this mishnah. Bez Hashem, we'll pick up from there in tomorrow's daf.